Hey, so I'm with Rob today, and we're going to be talking about paid search. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, Rob, was how SEO and paid search are different.
Okay, well, fundamentally, the fact that paid search uses the word paid is a bit of a giveaway. Any clicks you get on your listing through paid search, you have to pay for. That's how Google make the mass majority of their income. SEO tends to refer to the tactics that you use to get what are also called organic listings, which are free, for another word. Google as a business was based around finding information on the internet, cataloging it and putting it in an easy to access search engine so people could come to it, search whatever they're looking for and find things. Over years, that has changed from being just about organic results to allowing people to advertise. And that's where the paid search comes in.
One of the things, Rob, I was going to say is a lot of people, if they're not in the e-commerce space from the get, is they'll often refer to paid as SEO. You know, the whole SEO thing is covers all bases for people who are just getting started. But actually, obviously, they're very different.
Yeah, I mean, there is a perception of SEO and organic as being free, but the reality is that if you're going to perform well and get good traffic through organic, you're going to have to pay somebody to help you achieve that. Either you're paying a agency to do SEO series of tasks, or you're paying some kind of PR company to get exposure for your brand. So there's always some kind of transaction involved. The difference with paid search, and if we're talking about Google specifically through Google Ads platform, is that you're paying Google a specific price every single time your ad is clicked. PPC is another term that's used. Pay-per-click is the type of model that we're discussing here as well for paid search.
So the key search players that you've got in the market, in the space, what does that look like?
Well, in the UK, Google is 90% of the search market, search engine market. Bing make up the remaining part. That's numbers that have been around for quite a while. What's changed over the last few years is as mobile use has become more dominant on the way people interact with the internet, Google's actually become an even bigger player. I believe it's somewhere around 95% to 97% of mobile search is Google, leaving Bing to pick up what's left. Google's massive, very dominant. You can't overlook other types of sites like, especially Amazon and eBay when it comes to e-commerce. They actually form part of what Google describes as the search partner network. So through Google Ads, you have the ability to run your ads on partner sites, which include, as well as eBay and Amazon, sites like ISP sites, so Orange and BT, these kind of sites that you sit as a lot of people's welcome pages when they load up their browsers. They always have a search feature that's quite often powered by Google. So even though you do see search on these other sites, they are fundamentally still Google. Where things like Amazon and eBay get kind of interesting is that they are sites that you can advertise on through Google Ads, and they are powerful search engines for products, but what they, the vast majority of the searches that go on those sites don't then take you to another site. You stay within that marketplace.
Yeah. So we're talking about ads. Where does, we're talking about paid search, where does the other YouTube shopping and those types of products fit into this? Obviously, we'll talk about Google as a platform, but, you know, starting to understand what fits into this space and what doesn't. So does social media include in this search engine landscape?
I mean, what's interesting about YouTube, which is often being quoted as the second biggest search engine currently, is that it's a place where people go to search for information. Where the social media platforms come in is that they are sources of information, but they're a little less about search. I mean, there is a search element there, but it's less so. I mean, I suppose Pinterest is probably a good example of a social site that perhaps is more about search. I mean, you could argue that all platforms like Facebook, like Instagram, have a search component to them, but I think what you'll tend to find on those platforms is people are creating their own version of those platforms by their own networks, by the people that they talk to. So whereas search is meant to be, you go to YouTube and you search for something, potentially you're going to see something from the entire inventory of that site. You go to Facebook and, you know, one person on the same street can have a very different Facebook experience to somebody else on the same street. So they are kind of different in that regard. But from an advertising point of view, the access you get to people on both either YouTube or Google or Facebook is equal. You can access people on any of those platforms as long as you know who it is you want to contact and what they might be looking for.
Okay, Rob, that's great. Thank you very much.
All right. Welcome. Okay.